This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourselves, please. I'm Brian Ellison. I am co-host of the State House Blend podcast and a host and contributor here at KCUR.
Steve Vakrat, writer for The Pitch.
Jim McLean from the KHI News Service and other things at the State House in Topeka.
Gentlemen, let's get deep into the sunflowers, but first here's the open. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go.
All right, so last week we talked about what to expect in the Missouri General Assembly. Today, we're moving on to Topeka to discuss what we can expect in the next 90 days or 100 days, 114 days from Kansas lawmakers. But to get the podcast going, I want to take the first trip around the table and ask each one of you what you think may be the dominant issue in the Kansas legislature. Steve Vakrat, what are you looking for?
One of the things I'm going to be watching, and I'm planning on doing some writing about it here in the next few weeks, is the situation with the state mental hospital in Osawatomie.
Yep.
As we know, there were some high-profile incidents recently, including a staff member who was raped by a patient there, and the incident was broken up by two other patients, not other staffers, which suggests that there are serious problems. The feds have caught wind of it, obviously, and they have suspended their funding to the hospital. And so, you know, is the more talk we hear about, you know, mental health as sort of a subset of the violence that's broken out across the country over the year, I'm going to be interested to see what the legislature, if they put their money where their mouth is and actually does something about that issue.
What I'm hearing and I think there's real discussions going on behind the scenes about privatizing the clinical services at Osawatomie as a way of getting the state out from under the financial burden of that. And the deal would be you'd hand it over to some entity that would manage it and provide the clinical services in exchange for some capital and physical improvements to the hospital, which is what the feds are looking for.
Yeah, we're going to come back to some retention and recruiting issues a little bit later. But first, Brian, what are you looking for in the next 90 days, 7,500, whatever?
Right, and I think it might be more. It'll be more than 75, I'm pretty sure about that. In fact, I should be more interested in the policy issues coming before the legislature, but I'm actually really watching the political ramifications of what I think is going to be a growing split between the moderate Republicans and the more conservative ones in the Republican caucus. I think Sam Brownback's approval rating, now 26%, the lowest of any governor in the nation, is going to drive a wedge between him and some of the conservatives who have supported him in the legislature, who have to distance themselves a little bit from him.
Heading into an election.
As they're facing re-election campaigns. It'll be interesting to see what effect that has on policy.
All right. Well, that leads me into the first clip of tape I want to play. It's Sam Brownback from his State of the State. We'll play that, talk about it on the other side.
Today, I am directing Secretary Susan Mosier to ensure that not a single dollar of taxpayer money goes to Planned Parenthood through our Medicaid program. I welcome legislation that would enshrine this directive in state law.
All right. So a few days later, it's revealed that the Kansas Board of Healing Arts found no selling of fetal tissue in Kansas. So that brings us to the question of is this a diversion from budgetary issues? Will it in fact drive conservatives farther from moderates? I'm just throwing it out there on the table. Let's hear some thoughts.
Well, I think, Sam, just like we talked about with the Missouri legislature last week, in an election year session, we're going to see a series of social issue debates that are unlikely to result in any significant legislative outcomes.
I listened to the State of the State online because the video feed was not available. And my feeling was, listening to the speech, that I think he seemed to lack a little energy. I think the chamber didn't seem quite excited about what he was saying. You were there. What do you think?
Well, I think there's still a lot of fatigue from last year, really, to be honest with you.
And he got
long and sustained applause when he walked into the chamber. Let's just keep in mind that a lot of the people who are in charge in Topeka right now are small government conservatives. Mm. They think government grew too big. They think that, you know, people came in expecting substantial budget increases just as a matter of course and a matter of right for too many years. They think they're controlling and managing the budget. It's kind of the star of the beast mentality, where you cut off revenue and then you, it forces you to think a little bit harder about what your priorities are. So they think they're managing just fine. There have been no defaults. I mean, our bond rating has been, you know, lowered at the national level. But they think they're managing the situation. So, you know, I'm not sure they would think everything is fine. They're a little bit stumped about why the sales tax revenue is down and things like that. But they certainly don't see the problem in the same way that people who are perhaps more progressive in the sense that they think that, you know, government programs ought to keep up with inflation, et cetera, see it. So right. I think there is a true disconnect there in terms of how people perceive it.
Well, all of us in this room, we cover government, and you kind of see over time that people, lawmakers, a lot of them tend to sort of live in an echo chamber. And so if they're told by business interests or whoever else that, you know, things are okay, then they tend to believe it. And, you know, the thing with the state finances that I've observed is, you know, for a lot of people, you may not necessarily see what the effects of state finances. If you rely on a safety net program, you know, a social program in Kansas, you feel it, you know it. But those tend not to be the most vocal people up in the Capitol.
They can be vocal, but they don't make campaign contributions.
Well, right. And for every lobbyist who's talking about issues with maybe perhaps, say, CanCare, you have several other lobbyists who are saying, no, this is actually working quite well. And so I think that's sort of the culture that you get, not just in Kansas government, but, you know, city councils, county commissions, all the way up the line.
Well, and you can hear legislators talk like a lot of the general public does, that, you know, you can make numbers say whatever you want. Who's to say that $100 million isn't going to materialize from somewhere else? And there's sort of this fantasy world in which we conduct what really does, in many cases, come down to hard number conversations.
You know, having said all that, I think the point that you all made very early in the program about the need for some legislators who are running for re-election to distance themselves somewhat from the governor's policies. There's a Representative Mark Hutton from Wichita and Senator Jim Denning here in the Kansas City area have both talked about the need to revisit the tax cut plan insofar as restoring a part of that business income that was totally exempt in the bill. So I think you'll see it. I think it'll be interesting to see whether or not they raise that point this session or whether they will defer. But my guess is that they'll want to make some statement about it so that the people back home understand that they're trying to make the change, whether they're successful on it. I'm sure they won't be. The governor is very much opposed to it, and I don't think they really want to wade into that as deeply as they did last year. But nevertheless, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what rhetoric we hear in regard to the tax policy as the session moves ahead.
But possibly only as a way to set it up for a more thorough conversation in 2017.
Absolutely. 2017 will be the time when we have a conversation, more thorough conversation about that, Medicaid expansion, and a host of other issues once the election is behind us.
Right. All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Jim McLean, KHI News Service, a reporting partner with us here at KCUR. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Beth.
Steve Vockrott, brand new Kansan. Couldn't be happier about that from the pitch. And my KCUR bunkie, Brian Ellison. This is the portion where we decide what music we're going to walk off on. We're going to go around the table. You will tell me the song that is on your mind, well, now, whenever. And then I will choose. Brian, we start with you.
You know, in light of the budget challenges facing Kansas today, I think "Running on Empty" by Jackson Browne is
that was Senator Denning's choice.
Maybe that's why it was in my head.
That was a good one, Steve.
Well, one song that keeps playing in my mind as I hear the political rhetoric, the devolution of political rhetoric, and establishing facts and to support the things politicians say. I would say, particularly in honor of his recent passing, but a song that's in my mind a lot lately is "This Is Not America" by David Bowie.
Wow. Well, it has zoomed to the top of the list. It's going to be hard, Jimmy.
Because I've given this a few full seconds of thought, and what popped into my head was the tune "Free Falling" by Tom Petty.
But you know what?
No, Sam, don't do it.
No, we're going with Bowie. We're going with Bowie. All right, State House Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Sam Zeff, and I'll see you around the radio.
That was an excerpt from State House Blend, KCUR 89.3's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can find the whole podcast by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.